Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
1-800-330-9999. What should be on our ditch list? Tina and Raven. I was thinking about this the other day. It's like when life goes back to quote unquote normal, whatever that new normal will be.
Reopening.
Yes. When that all happens and we get to go back out into the world, there's certain things we've learned from this pandemic. And for me, it's that we don't need to wear pants all the time. Not hard pants. You know what? Jeans.
Hard pants.
Hard pants.
That's what you're calling them now?
Yes, hard pants.
Any type
My hard
of pants.
Pants
that's actually...
Any pant that has a zipper doesn't need to return post-pandemic.
You know that I are deeply resentful and resistant to sweatpants. You know that about me.
It's
I mean,
so
we've
weird.
Known each other for 5 years now, and I really have a thing against sweatpants. To me, sweatpants, and I know that for most people, a lot of people, this is true now, but even in regular life, I feel like when a guy goes out in sweatpants into public, it says, I need a job. But it says you're not going to give me a job. That's what it says to me.
I think there's such a thing as fancy sweatpants. We've talked about this before.
Right.
My husband went out. My husband took several Zoom meetings the other day.
Mm-hmm.
International clients.
Right.
And he was wearing his emoji pajama pants.
Now, you can do that when you're, you know, in the Zoom world. When we're in the Skype world, you can do that type of stuff. But I'm not saying that's good.
Then he took our toddler, our 17-month, out for a walk down the street wearing them. And I was horrified. But there's a difference between those and fancy sweatpants, which I think we should get to replace the you know, hard pants.
And I feel like yoga pants is like a uniform for...
Me?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I was good. But there's other things that we could just, you know, not go back to having the way they be.
Right. Like what?
Acquaintance hugs. You know how, like, you feel like you've got to hug every single person that you run into?
Yep.
Maybe you don't have to. All right? Let's really think about it. If I don't know your last name, should I be hugging you?
And also, I think we should get rid of handshaking. Like, there's no reason to shake hands.
No.
You know I don't like handshaking.
You got to have the handshake.
No, you don't. You
got to have, to consummate the deal, you've what? Got to have the
consummate
handshake.
Consummate the deal?
That's right.
That's disgusting.
That's right. Back in the day.
You know, I'm a
right
Zumba,
in the hand.
I'm a Zumba instructor, and I have a couple friends that love to do those partner dances. Like every once in a while, they throw in like a dozy do.
Okay.
And I used to tell them, nobody wants to touch each other. And now more than ever, I've proven to be right. Also, buffets, we should definitely ditch buffets.
No, I told you, I can't sign off on that. I know it's it could be a hot spot for
breeding
danger.
Breeding ground.
I know it could be.
Yep.
But it's also beautiful.
Mm.
How about modern airplane seating? Let's get rid of being on top of each other.
That's a good
Let's realign the rows here.
1-800-330-9999. What's on your ditch list? 1-800-330-9999. What's on your ditch list? You can call or text. It's Hannah and Raven. These are all the things that once this pandemic is over and life goes back to quote unquote whatever that new normal may be, what are things that we've learned from this that we don't need anymore?
I'll tell you what. Dirty grocery carts. I actually want to have a wipe on a grocery cart every day from now until the end of my life that I have to use a grocery cart.
I do like the idea. Like, you know, sometimes the employees stand out there and they spray it down for you before.
Oh,
you
go, yeah.
I like that.
Or they're standing there with the thing of wipes and they say, hey, have a nice day. Boom, you grab it. Boom, you're good to go.
Right. There is an article asking what else should be on the ditch list. And the basics were shaking hands and hugging were definitely things we should ditch.
No. I'm not giving up shaking hands.
No.
That's how you make a deal.
I don't like shaking hands. There's too much pressure. Like, if you don't have enough grip, then all of a sudden you're weak. And no.
You got a fishy handshake.
We've learned that washing our hands 700 times a day is sanitary, and there's no reason why I need to touch anybody else's hand, period.
Did we learn the word sanitary?
Sanitary. It's a combination of sanitary.
And what?
Tory.
Right.
Yeah, right. On the ditch list, buffets.
No.
You were saying you didn't want me to go to the fondue place when all this started.
That's right. But fondue is like you're having no, it's like all
same
your
thing.
No, it's like a 70s key party with your cheese. Mm. No, it's just no. Mm. Every all the cheese is naked at a fondue place, all right? Keep your clothes on at the buffet.
We asked on our Facebook page, what things should we ditch? Timothy wrote masks. We should definitely ditch masks. I never want to wear a mask again after this unless it's Halloween.
That's good. I'll have 10,000 of them stored in my emergency bunker.
Good. Susan wrote, traffic. I was thinking about this. Would we ever complain about traffic again? Or do you think that enough people will work from home after this that there won't even be any traffic anymore? Can you imagine that world?
I think it's going to come back strong, but I think a week or two into it, then you might see a little bit of dissipation again as people go, you know what? Working from home worked out pretty good. Go ahead and do it. I think what you're going to see is split weeks, too. I think you're going to have people that are going in 1 week, or they're going in 3 days, or they're going in, you know, I think that that's going to happen more.
1-800-330-9999. What's on your ditch list? It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. So many meetings. Like, what we finally learned is that there's literally no reason to have so many meetings in person. Well, we can just Zoom or, like, take everything, just take care of everything on an email.
Right.
Right?
I heard about somebody that was running a loop video on their Zoom meeting so that they didn't even actually have to be sitting there for the Zoom meeting. I thought that was genius.
That's hilarious.
They did the same thing in a Keanu Reeves Speed movie with Sandra Bullock. I thought it was genius.
Yeah, I agree. Our meetings, when they're here in the office, always last at minimum an hour. But when we're on Zoom at home, it's like 15 minutes and we're out. And I'm like, we've been wasting all this time, like, trying to come up with reasons to, like, sit in this room when we could just walk out and go back to our offices.
See ya.
Totally.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's on your ditch list?
For me, it's cruises, for sure, and public pools. I just feel like both of them are really gross, disgusting, and, like, dirty, you know, like, breeding grounds for germs. And, like, with a cruise, it's a million people that you don't know all together, trapped on a boat. And then public pools, you're just kind of asking for trouble going to a public pool. I think you don't know who's there. You don't know about their hygiene. You're literally, it's like sharing a bath with a bunch of strangers.
I agree with that. I've always had a problem with public pools.
I mean, that's what bleach is for, but
yeah, okay. But still, you don't know who's going, you know, potty in the pool.
I want to smell that pool when I walk up. I want it to smell rich like shock. That's what I'm looking for. But
like, you accidentally take a sip of it and you're like, oh,
who takes a sip of the
pool?
Sometimes
it gets in your mouth. It gets in your mouth sometimes.
No, learn to swim with your mouth closed.
I know, but sometimes it just happens. You lick your lips like that.
Don't lick your lips underwater. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm with you on that one. Thanks for the call.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.